97.7 Now's Fernando and Greg.
Last hour, I got into the topic of having to either restrict or forcing your partner to delete their Instagram. Maybe there's too much sliding in the DMs or too many comments on other chicks or other guys' Instagram photos, whatever it was for you. Now, we have an anonymous call who, this is a big deal for you. In fact, it even ended your relationship?
That's the reason why my last relationship ended.
What happened?
So she would go out of town, go to Mexico, et cetera. And she's like, going to the bar, like, okay, cool. Then I guess she forgot that Facebook got that friend's activity log that shows what you're doing. Next thing I know, I confront her. I'm like, hey, why are you liking that shirtless guy's pic? Or nothing. We just friends. We were just dancing. Girl, you don't go from dancing, banda zapateando, to out here liking random guy's pics. You were probably zapateando something else. I'm just saying.
So she made the mistake of liking these shirtless guys.
Oh, most definitely. And then when I confronted her, she stopped. But then took me off of Facebook also.
Wow. So she stopped, but she also stopped with you. You guys broke up.
Yeah, and let's say we kind of ended things at the next baile. I was like, all right, I guess payback's the
The zapateo way.
Oh, most definitely. I was like, now we're going to show her how we dance in Jalisco instead.
Thank you, Anonymous.
I mean, that was so regionally Mexican that it was hard to follow part of it.
I know.
You have to be regional there.
Well, I got my Google Translate and my Google Maps.
You have to understand
what is happening. Uh-huh. They went to the baile. Then he said no more baile.
Oh, I got that. Then they were dancing a certain way in this part of Mexico.
And then she was liking shirtless pics from guys out there. And then le zapateó.
See, that's her mistake there. Mm-hmm. She shouldn't have been doing that so publicly.
Yeah.
Just like the shirtless guys on the dance floor. Keep it off social media.
Got to keep it on the DL.
I don't know why people have to, like, I mean, you're pretty much outing yourself right there.
Yeah.
You go somewhere and then you like a guy in that place.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Obviously, your dude's back here. He sees that.
Yeah.
You're pretty much telling him something.
It all
happened.
Gets back to the violist, I'm telling you.
I know it does.
One violist, they'll tell the other violist. They know what's up. It's
a brand new day. Fernando and Greg.
Waking up early.
99.7 Now.
What did you do to that guy, Shan?
Well, I interviewed him a couple months ago, and I gave him some hot Cheetos.
Before he was supposed to sing.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
So he started, like, choking. He was like, oh, my God, can someone get me milk? Like, this is so spicy.
What is he, English?
He's Australian.
Australian. They're not prepared for hot Cheetos.
A hot Cheeto? I can eat an entire bag without
a drop
of water.
I know, I can. I'm with him, though. It like, if you're not used to it, the first one, you fed this poor boy hot Cheetos before he had to sing.
Yeah, he was singing in the hub over here, and he was like, he couldn't. He was, like, stalling, and we had to go run and get him milk. Because
poor
he had one
man.
Hot Cheeto.
Because he was choking and
he's
coughing.
He's just now recovering to sing that song.
Poor guy.
I know.
Like, see, Shan, you have built up a tolerance to it, so you could pretty much stick as many as you want in your mouth.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, you know, the rest of us, one's so enough. That's
nah,
pretty,
man.
It's pretty hot.
They're so good.
What you got, Greg? How's it feel?
Well, first of all, they're stale, Shan.
Well,
how long have you
she
had
don't
these?
Care about
well,
that.
Well, this says it's expired January 1st, but I think they're fine.
They're fine to eat, but
it's
they're stale.
March 19th.
That's okay. They're still good to me.
You know what? Here's the problem. You eat it, and it's fine at first, and then it starts to linger, and it's getting hotter and
really?
Hotter. What do you mean, really? Yes.
Oh, my God. Wait. Try the extra hot ones. Have you tried the extra?
No, I didn't know there were.
Her mouth is like asbestos covered because she does not even notice this.
No, these are fresh.
Fire retardant tongue over there.
Oh my God, they're even oranger than the other one.
Yeah. Now let's see if these have more of a kick.
And this one's bigger.
Careful, if you think those are.
Oh, the fresh ones are getting them. Oh.
Oh my God!
It really does. Right. It starts hurting.
All right, let me try.
Okay, he's eating that right now.
I'm gonna eat one.
Oh my God! The extra Flamin' Hots are so good.
But then they're addicting because they're so salty that they're addicting.
Yeah,
that you
want
to keep eating them.
No,
but they're super hot.
No, it'd be great with this right now.
Not
full
milk.
Full sugar Coca-Cola.
Oh,
would be amazing right now.
Also, someone ate all my mega stuffed Oreos, which I am so disappointed in.
Well, I'm so sorry to hear that your junk food is starting to dissipate.
By the way, look,
this
here comes the heat.
Come on, man.
And you gave that to that poor mean guy.
You got me. The smoke got me.
Get up.
Fernando. And Greg.
Right now.
Hey, everybody, thanks a lot for listening this morning. We do appreciate you, Fernando and Greg. Faithful, big money minute. The jackpot this morning was $1,300. Didn't give it away, but that means there's more money to win next week with $1,400.
Hey, and the one thing I know that we're going to be monitoring all week is the Chase Center, along with the Warriors, they're unveiling what their first concerts are going to be. And on Friday, they are going to announce the very first Warriors game, the date and the opponent. On Friday, we'll find out the very first Warriors game that's going into the Chase Center. I already know it's a preseason game, and I'll just go ahead. Greg Deeney will give it to you. It's a no-brainer. It's got to be the Lakers.
Oh, you think so?
It's LeBron. It's the rival. It's going to be. Greg Deeney predicts on Friday they will announce that the Warriors will be playing. And I think it's Draymond Green making the announcement.
Stop.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
I think he's going to be up there making the announcement. So we'll see. They're announcing all the other concerts later this week. Yesterday they announced the first concert that will happen in September.
It's Metallica. Each day.
Oh, why?
Metallica with the San Francisco
Symphony.
It's the
most popular Bay Area band ever. Of course.
Is it?
They want to do Bay Area. Yeah. Nobody sold more. Any band out of the Bay Area, nobody sold more records than Metallica.
They should have gotten like E-40, Too Short, Keep the Sneak.
Well, they're continuing to announce all week long.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
So maybe tomorrow will be E-40, Keep to Sneak, Chief Keef. what's his name? Can't touch this now.
MC Hammer.
MC Hammer. Yeah. Maybe he'll be on there.
But okay, we'll find out.
Montel
Jordan.
This is how
Montel
we do
Jordan.
It.
We'll see. We'll see what's coming out
like
at the Chase Center.
90s throwback show.
Yeah, I don't know.
But they are announcing their shows. The next show they will announce is coming up at 10 a.m. this morning. But I'm telling you, the one that's going to be fun is to find out about the Warriors, their first game at the Chase Center.
Let's try to go.
Preseason ain't fun. Let's try to go to the first regular season game.
Oh, now you're talking.
Unless, you know when we did our tour over there?
Mm-hmm.
Remember those suites?
Yep.
Now, if you could give me one into those Bala suites, mm-hmm. I'll go to that preseason game, girl.
We got to hit up our connects. Well, you're the one that has a connects. I'm just a follower.
All right. Connect with us tomorrow morning. We'll see you then. We're going to pay your bills. First name, 6:20 in the morning. And we're also going down home with Greg's mom, Ginger, right before 7:50. We'll see you then.